Blog Talk Radio.
Since last year, the President of the United States has lambasted NFL players for kneeling during the national anthem. Now, the president has claimed that the acts of these players have been disrespectful to members of the military and the many sacrifices that they've made in defense of the land of the free, highest incarceration rate, and the home of the brave. Right. Anyway, the president's fondness and adoration of the military is so much so that he wants to have a military parade in their honor after being inspired by the Bastille Day parade in France. Now, somehow this love and admiration that Trump happens to have for the contributions of service members hasn't transferred over to providing appropriate care in the appropriate amount of time for said service members. But hey, maybe that's just a hiccup. Now, he is increasing defense spending, right? Now, is that focused on service members or the shareholders of companies that manufacture WMDs? Let's break some damn news. So here we go. Now, apparently, a new report just came out by military.com. And the report goes as follows, that the proposed food stamp cut by Donald Trump, military families. Now, off rip, why is the military on food stamps? Why are there military members on food stamps? They're military members. They are defending this country. They are defending our borders. They're fighting for democracy, right? They are spreading the American way throughout the land, throughout Earth, right? So why are military members on food stamps? Should they not be taken care of? I mean, we understand once they get out, you don't want to give them the proper health care. You don't want to get them back up and running as much as you would like to. Your transition programs are minimal at best. You really don't give a fuck about the service members once they're out. But you got current service members, people that would go ahead and say, you know what, F this, I'm switching to the other side in the middle of the damn field, and you would have to go after them for desertion and abandonment and being treasonous and all that other stuff, but you should be familiar with that, Trump, anyway. But you had current members of the military that can be cut off of food stamps because of your proposed amendment, your proposed change to the food stamp. Story goes that the proposal to cut the food stamp eligibility in 2018 would hit thousands of military family members who received that benefit. The Pentagon released that. Now, according to the report that was released by military.com, 23,000 active duty service members received food stamps in 2013. Now, that was according to the U.S. Census data at that time. Now, addition of information from the Department of Defense Education Activity showed that in September 2015, 24% of 23,000 children in the U.S. DODEA schools, again, the Department of Defense Education Activity schools, were eligible for free meals, while 21% were eligible for reduced price meals. Here's what the GAO, or the Government Accountability Office, had to say about that. While it is known that service members use food assistance programs and that information on recipients can be obtained, specific data on service members' use of these programs are not available because there is no requirement or need that has been established for agencies to collect that information, said the GAO report. So, again, why do we have service members on food stamps? They are service members. They're the ones that we give Veterans Day for. They're the ones we give Memorial Day for. I mean, if you want to stretch it, you can give it Labor Day, but not really. But you give 4th of July for. And now Donald Trump want to give a Military Day parade. I mean, how many other parades and accolades to the military are we really trying to give? What's the program here? Are we hiding it under, oh, yeah, let's just lift up the military? Are we really pushing another agenda? I mean, at the end of the day, come on. The military has three holidays, most tops, and we recognize them. They got the Veterans Day, they got the Memorial Day, they got 4th of July, they get discounts at all these little restaurants and everything like that, and that's active duty and reserve and veterans, so what more are you trying to do, Trump? Another parade? I really think another parade is not the damn answer. The answer for those military members is to provide them with the proper health care that they need. The proper answer for these military service members is to take them off of food stamp and give them the adequate amount of compensation that they are due for doing the work that they do just to keep your butt in office. Because quite frankly, if it wasn't for them, these borders would have been breached and they would have been took you out of office at the end of the day. So, if we're really talking about love for the military, we're talking about admiration for the military, we're talking about respect for the military, Trump, I think the last thing the military service members are looking for, the last thing that they need, is another military day parade, another damn holiday. That is the last thing they need. They have a few. They're good. They're good on that. How about you give them proper care? How about we stop distracting them and give them what the hell they really want? Stop acting like you're conceding by giving them something else and not giving them what they came to the table for. That is the motherfucking point. So at the end of the day, if you're really going to tell me that you're taking military service members off of food stamps through your change in the food stamp program, I mean, because fuck the poor, fuck minorities, fuck all of them, because that's how you look at it. Fuck all of that. But these are military service members. Military, current military service members, you are taking off the food stamp program. Well, if you're going to take them off the food stamp program, you need to have something else in line for them, because they're the ones that are keeping your ass in office right now. You don't like what I'm saying? That's your business. You agree with what I'm saying? It's still your business. That's just my viewpoint on how I look at the news. That's just how TLE News, the Lyrical Elitist, is going to disseminate the information that is provided. Anything else is just a distraction. It's a smokescreen. It's just a smokescreen. But anyway, I'm your host, Hassan Live Duty, a.k.a. The Real CVP. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, TLE TV. Check us out on Facebook, The Lyrical Elitist. TLE TV is an affiliate of The Lyrical Elitist. Instagram is TLE TV. Check us out and make sure you visit our website, www.thelyricalelitist.com. And that's the spelled T-H-E, lyricalelitist.com. And if you'd like to donate, I'll go ahead and I'm working on having a donate function put up there so we can start receiving independent funds from independent viewers like you to keep this going. Once again, I'm your host, Sign Live Duny. Have a wonderful day.